This is +63HP Reacts, where a group of best friends watch some goddamn trailers. Hello, I'm Chubox, and with me, up top, is my buddy from New York. Say hello, John.
Hello, looking forward to this. There's one trailer in particular that I'm very, very excited about. I've been hearing a lot of good things about it.
But still.
So I am excited.
Below me is Arnie, all the way from California. Say hello.
Hello there. I'm excited just to hang out. I might duck out early for because my little one has some swim class today, but
no worries,
just want to
no
hang
worries.
Out with you guys.
We are +63HP, and you can catch us on youtube.com at /+63HP. Follow us on X, Twitter, Instagram at +63HP, and listen to podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon. We are streaming live on twitch.com/+63HP. So since Arnie's leaving, I'll skip a little of the housekeeping. We'll go straight to some updates. For me, just finally closed on the house and setting it up, and it's been tiring. Like every morning I'm there because I'm meeting someone or like Edvin for the landscaping and stuff. And after that, I go back straight home and then pick up the kids, and then they have to go to their either football or soccer or football. Soccer or Bella's basketball, and it's been a crazy week, and I'm happy it's the weekend, and I'm excited to rest. And that's it for me, Joel.
I've been, work has been light, so my main area of focus this past week was optimizing my YouTube channel. So my YouTube channel is pretty big, but it's not monetized at all, or it gets monetized a little. So I get like $200-$300 a year from my YouTube channel, only because most of the videos that I have are labeled are using copyrighted music or is not really safe for work. So I have a lot of views, but not a lot of monetization from it. So this past week, I've been migrating all of my non-performance videos to a different channel. So I'm going to launch that February 1st, so hopefully by March or April, that'll be my personal channel, where hopefully I can optimize it to be a little bit more monetized. And the other thing that I've been doing, which is super boring, is I am backing up all of my external hard drives all of my external hard drives. So instead of like having like multiple drives like this filling out my desk, and I have a lot of data, I am starting like to buy 20 terabyte hard drives and then migrating it there. And then hopefully maybe next year when I have that's half, right? I just started with one drive, see how it feels, see it, how it works. And then eventually what I would want to try to do is build an actual network access storage system where I can slot these drives in, and then I can like expand, add more 20 terabytes, and then have everything backed up, maybe double or triple backed up in the future. So super boring, nothing really exciting. Again, Lady is still out in Korea. She'll be back next week, so hopefully I'll have a little bit more updates when she gets back. Arnie, what's new with you?
Well, as I mentioned last week, my work schedule changed I work earlier in the night so I could get home earlier. That's why we were able to do this show a little bit early, even though I worked last night. So it's my first week of doing that. It has been busy. It's the full moon. If you've talked to any healthcare worker, a full moon is never a good time because we get all the stuff happening. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. In the home front, the reason I'm leaving early is because we have swim class with a little one. He's having fun. He's talking. He actually memorized the book. So he's been telling me the story of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cute. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's just growing. And although yesterday there was a kid that threw a toy at him. So, it's one of those things. But he's doing fine. I mean, he's trying, growing, and, you know, almost We're starting to plan for his birthday, which is coming up soon. Yeah, so that's something to look forward to as well.
Okay, so with that, are you gonna not going?
I could watch a trailer or two.
Okay,
I have four
so
minutes.
okay, you'll catch the one that I think Jung's excited, right? Is it this one? Okay.
That's it.
So first one
That's
is Monkey Man. Wait.
This is quite long, so I'll probably just do this one.
Is
Okay.
that trailer playing at that?
I'm gonna be surprised. I was so surprised with what this was.
Close your eyes.
Is this Indian?
Yourself.
Oh no, Dev Patel.
Yeah,
Dev
but
Patel, Dev.
When I was a boy, my mother used to tell me a story of a demon king and his army. They brought fire and terror to the land. Until they faced the protector of the people, the white monkey. You are a beast.
I like that guy.
Cool.
Jordan
in
Peele,
the city,
huh?
The rich don't see us as people. Give me the job no one wants to do. I'll do it.
Anyone who forgets their place doesn't turn out well for them.
In there.
Whoa.
Does he want a place to work if you can't handle that sort of stuff?
Every day, I've prayed for a way to protect the weak.
I've got an answer to every prayer. I call on Nikki.
Minaj, big bumper, nice headlights. Let's boogie.
That's realistic. That shit don't bring that easy.
You need to fight for your mother, for all of us.
Anger will not quiet your soul, my son.
Don't call me son.
It's time to remember who you are.
But only love kills more when will they learn?
Just one small ember can burn down everything.
Let him mark you.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a fight?
One, two,
three.
District 90.
I think I saw the story where Netflix was the first buyer.
No, Netflix bought it already. It was supposed to launch, and then Jordan Peele bought it from
but it
Netflix,
came in
like
and
put it on theaters.
Yeah, or plus plus or that.
I'm in. I'm in. I'm plus.
I'm in. It's good, right?
All
I
right,
mean,
guys.
Bye-bye, baby.
Peace out.
The funny thing that I was seeing about on the memes on Twitter was like they're calling it John Wick.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He's like, I'm in, let's go.
Okay, next we get The Roadhouse. This one is the one
Ooh,
that's disappointing where they were told that it was coming into theaters. And then,
yeah, and then it's just straight to streaming.
Yeah, so he's, the director's kind of pissed.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it like too far?
About like 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you alright?
What?
Oh.
you like to fight? You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
That's smart. That's smart. So, pause.
They shot this, right?
I was there.
No shit. When they filmed that?
When they filmed that was in the Barclays Center. We were watching like a dumbass UFC whatever fight. And they were there. Was it long, or did they cut in between fights? So that's the fun thing about it. I thought that they were going to kind of fill it out with people with extras and then film. No, it's much more efficient to say, hey, 15 minutes in between fight, let us film something. So he just walked in a couple of times and that was it. Right? The fight itself, like the in the ring, they did a few, they did super quick, like a few minutes, and then they left. So they might have had other pickups in other places.
Gotcha.
But walking down, all the stuff, all the crowd noise, that was real. I was there. I was there when
How did they direct the crowd to make?
No, they'll there's people in the floor. And then there's like an applause meter on, you know, in live anyway. So, you know, they'll just like announce something, like fake announce something like, oh, this is whatever his name is coming down. And like people would go loud and stuff like that. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to see a taping in real life. And there was no announcement too. So it's like the audience reaction was real. So yeah.
Nice.
This ain't the Holiday Inn, pal.
I'm moving.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you.
Fuck that body.
Roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it.
It's a remake of Patrick Swayze, right?
Elwood Dalton. Yeah. Patrick Swayze. The thing that made him super popular.
Under his shirt. You just take a big step back and pop me in the face. You can do it.
Nice.
Tell me about this bouncer. He acts all nice, like he's Mr. Rogers or something, but then he'll haul off. Really interesting guy, overall.
I like that henchman.
Nice.
He wants to build some resort.
I should warn you, people have a certain way of getting things done around here.
Oh, I like her. Rat girl. From Suicide Squad.
Woo, my guy.
Looks like you're having a smashing night. Dalton! I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close. Come on, bro.
Let me guess. You know, threaten me. Tell me to get out of town.
I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get me angry, but when I am, I just can't let go. People seem a little aggressive around here.
Ooh, I'm fucking in. I've been wanting.
No, I just broke his arm.
I see an Adonis-like body, it irritates me.
I've been waiting for a 80s action movie for a while.
Yeah.
This one I've seen.
I'm excited how what's his name? Conor McGregor acts.
I think it was just himself.
It does, but like there's still some a little bit of acting. So hopefully he doesn't overreact.
Okay. This one I've seen with the kids, so.
The Fire Nation is embarked on a dark path. And the world might never recover. The world needs the Avatar.
Ooh, looking good.
It needs you, Aang.
Our nation has destroyed everything in their path. If the world is gonna have any chance, it's gonna need Aang.
Right. There goes the savior of the world.
I chased down every hint of the Avatar.
It's my destiny.
Not someone who can stop the Fire Nation.
daddy.
I don't want the responsibility.
You don't have to do this alone. You have me, Tara, and a flying ball of fur.
His acting is the weakest. The brother. The brother.
Him?
The big brother. Yeah.
I kind of like him. Who's that chick? Who is that? That was one I saw a clip of that.
It's hot though.
Looks good.
The ones we love.
I'm the Avatar, and I'm gonna save the world. With my friends.
Looks good. Excited. February, right? I'm super in.
What's the date?
Feb 22. It's in February.
22. You're right.
Oh, there you go. So, quick question. Mm-hmm. It says Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I've seen Avatar, but I've totally forgot about it already. Are there no longer Airbenders?
He's the last.
He's the last Airbender, so that's why he's the only one that could do
become
all of
the Avatar
elements.
Yeah.
Not all airbenders can bend everything, right?
No.
He's the only one that can do everything. Okay.
Yes. All of them can do only one, from what I know.
Okay. Cool. All right.
This one is Ricky Stanicky. I've seen this
one. This one I saw a little bit, Stanicky, but I didn't see it because...
Are you serious?
I paused after like 20 seconds when Ricky's been there for
you
guys your whole
lives. You don't know what it's about.
The details,
I no, like, I know it's about. And then when I thought about it, like, oh, I hated like these dudes are lying to their wives.
Yeah, and that's gonna take us.
And then I didn't realize like John Cena was in it.
To Ricky Stanicky, the best friend we never had.
My baby's gonna be born 6 weeks early.
I was born 6 weeks early.
Oh, I want to know where the hell you guys were tonight. We called every hospital and there was no record of a Ricky Stanicky.
You know, all we did was tell one lie.
Hundreds and hundreds of times over many, many years.
If the truth does come out, my marriage is over.
What if we hire an actor to play Stanicky?
Rock hard rock, oh, X-rated rock and roll impersonator.
I dropped off before
that. Act. Wall to wall, top to bottom, jizz jams.
Thanks for coming out tonight, yes, ladies and gentlemen. So horny to be here.
This is a really bad idea.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus. I've been cold turkey in the booze. Ricky Stanicky's in the program, remember?
Oh, Rod.
It's not what you think it is. It's just piss.
I'm a hyper every time. Now my mouth. I want you to admit that Ricky Stanicky does not exist.
Hey, Mashpuka! Stanicky!
This is Ted Summerhayes, my boss.
Ted, nice to meet you. Digging the suit and the seedlings, man.
The seedlings.
The hair plugs, they're new, right?
This is my hair. We're gonna lose our jobs.
Epic oh, that's Mark Rebier. Right?
Yeah, I know.
I was really taken with your friend Stanicky. He's got brass balls on him, that guy. That's why I hired him.
That's awesome. You just said... What did you say? Just say it one more time.
We can't let him out of our sight. Not only did I miss the birth of my son, but I let some porno Peter Frampton impersonator snip his...
And we're done.
Stanicky, you are unbelievable.
Show's over, Rod.
It's Ricky.
Ricky Stanicky isn't real.
My job sucked. I had no friends. But now I have all those things.
Oh, are you a fraud, sir?
What are you talking about?
We gotta get rid of him. Every time he tries to make a point, it's like he's smoking invisible dogs.
Dear God, it's true.
To support.
Now it looks like I'm cupping the balls.
So, I'm in, of course. But
you
the
think
thing
they'll
is,
end
like,
up
this is the,
best friends?
Yeah, these are the movies that I hate to watch because, you know me. I don't squirm at horror movies or I don't... The thing that scares me the most is the second act of this movie. When, you know, everybody loves Stanicky and then it's going to be a fall. That's what I hate. It's like the embarrassing moments in the middle. And then, but I do want to figure out how are we going to resolve this.
I'm probably going to be a best friend in the end.
That's yeah, well, think. Still, but there's going to be like, oh, I'm Rod. I'm not Ricky Stanicky. Yeah. I hate that. So, are you in?
I'm in. The next one is A24.
I just don't think you understand how Tinder works.
Can I tell you something? I know exactly how Tinder works.
Then
I
you do. Don't understand how flirting works.
How do you think you got here?
It hurts.
Where, honey?
Everywhere.
Oh, shit. Nothing she can do. The fuck?
Can you please just come out so she can see you?
Okay.
You need to say goodbye to your daughter.
You have to get strong now.
I can't.
You can. And you have to let me help you.
Life. Every life ends.
Damn, you got a good voice for
that. I felt the pain that you have. I don't know what I am without you, who I am without you. I don't know what the world is without you in it.
Yep. I love you more than anything in the whole world. You'll be okay.
Promise.
Promise.
Promise, promise.
Good. I don't think I'm ready to cry again.
No, I was just like subverted. I thought it was about the daughter. It's about the mom.
The echo you leave, the legacy, your memory is how she lives.
I'm him.
So, writer director Dana Diana Onias Pusic, but she's also starring in the movie. So I wonder who she is. Like, who's Diana?
Oh, she's not in the movie. Written
but
by
it, in the what do you call this? See, is she there?
Where? Yeah, but not in the cast. Oh, here.
Here, she's in the cast. Yeah. So who she is in the cast? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't
probably some extra to save on money.
Who is?
Aaron Zay Kenny.
His voice is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I sounded black because like he's like that super deep, powerful voice. Nice. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, me too. Next one is
just like I like the idea that the parrot was like a death messenger.
Hitman. I love the cast. I didn't see this.
Linklater.
I just saw the intro.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, and her. Adriana Arjona.
All pies, goodbye.
That looks good.
So, am I the right guy to eliminate your problem?
What?
This is good.
After it's like positioning different hitmen and called Glenn Powell.
I don't know. I need to see more, but they're probably going to be in.
I'm in. I'm in just because it's Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
And Arjona.
Next one is Ripley.
Ripley. Ah, series. Already not off a good start.
No address.
Oh, back in.
Office.
It's Moriarty.
Tom. Please, Tom.
Tom Ripley.
Tom Ripley.
It's
Thomas Ripley.
I like the name.
It's a remake.
Tom what?
Ripley.
was the name? Who is Thomas Ripley? For?
Yeah, Ripley's the title, but
the original
was like
Matt Damon, right?
Matt Damon. I forget the name.
The talented Mr. Ripley.
Mr. Ripley, yeah. Like he's like a con artist kind of thing.
Okay. I'll probably pass.
I like the black and white, so.
This one is just a live action trailer for Kill the Justice League.
Oh, wrong punches.
Oh, is this trailer of the game?
Will, you said you were dressing up for this.
Yeah, man, I sail on things.
That's cute. All right, well, the plan, I'm guessing, is to take out those things with the glowing purple eyes.
No doy, Chinos. What's the plan of attack?
Well, I have a deep, sexy baritone, so I'll be running point.
Okay, dad bod.
You know, in olden times, it actually was considered to be
heavy. All right, playtime's over. Let's get some!
Do you really think I have a dad bod?
You look like a piñata, and I want the
garlic king.
Taste.
I don't miss.
You just shot a pigeon.
So, what are you, like a pigeon defender?
Oh, looks like Superman and the Justice League are here to steal our thunder.
Why are you smiling?
Don't you see? They're the bad guys. We get to kill the Justice League.
Let's go mess up the bandit!
I was very interested with this, but the reviews have been bad.
Kal-El's when is it out? To get shot in the-
it's out already.
No, 2-2.
Kal-El's about to get shot.
2-0-2.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm a negative for now.
Same. Like I saw a lot of reviews that they said didn't like it. So
next one is Sleeping Dogs.
My ex girlfriend. So already what looking good. Karen Gillan.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. None of it.
We'll be boring the electrodes in the memory centers, in the temporal and parietal lobes.
You see what? I'm doing a clinical trial. I forget a lot of stuff. My doctor says I gotta keep my mind active. Joseph Weider's murder. Doesn't make sense. Tell me how it really went down.
I ain't gonna no be like Memento. Make it right or I'm dead.
He tells no, I think he's like he's it losing his memory, so he's like.
Richard Finn? He was at the crime scene. Why is that? What about Laura? She's got no address, no social media, nothing.
There was always people visiting the house.
It's strange. It's like everyone from Weider's life is now a ghost.
What are you trying to say, Roy?
If we've put away the wrong guy, this was a chance for us to make that right.
Move on and forget about all this.
People kill for a whole lot of different reasons.
I'll probably
you
watch
may
it.
Not have memory, but you do yeah have quite.
I'll probably watch it too. But I'm a minus because it looks cheap. But I'm probably going to watch it because like I do like the murder mystery kind of stuff.
Well, there you have it, folks. Reacts, okay. Just surprised with Monkey Man. I was actually really surprised at Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse looks really, really good.
And Tuesday, actually. So those are my hits this week. And yeah, thank you for that. Happy. I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
See ya. Bye.